Good morning. 00 hours. Snow. 32 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. 32 degrees.
A break 19. Break.
WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. 33 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. 36 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 37 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Good morning, Chris. Pretty noisy in there, but I got you. KB8RVP.
How are you doing today?
Hey, doing great, Chris. Just got done with the treadmill. Turn the handheld on, and there you are. Hopefully you had a good weekend. You just have to work today. You got tomorrow off?
Yeah. Yep. That's what they're saying. Wonder if Susan Winifred will be getting out early or working a full day. Don't really know. It was kind of crazy last week, Friday. The secretary comes over to me and tell everybody to start packing up, turning their things off. Turn off their lights and their machines. Shows how you guys can go ahead and go home. Don't punch out, though. Do not punch out. So I said, all right, I'll go spread the word. So I think that was like around 2:30. So, yeah, weekend went by quick, man. Did you get to go down to Livonia?
Yep, we went down and had Christmas with the grandkids on Saturday. It was an early one. We got down there at 9 to about 10:30, and then the twins take a nap. We had some shopping to do and got back home. And then yesterday, our son in Florida got in here into Michigan. They moved back to Michigan, and big moving truck. He had a Ford Mustang on the back of a full trailer. Helped them get all that up. And getting them moved in, they're going to be living at Grandma's house, Patty's mom and dad's house, until they get back on their feet and get jobs going and everything. So had a pretty busy weekend. We made dinner for them. We got out in Fowlerville probably about, it was about 10 o'clock. Patty started cooking, and she made cookie bars and all kinds of stuff. They pulled in, I don't know what time it was, 5 o'clock or something. Started, everybody ate, and then we started unpacking. But it was a busy weekend. Went by pretty fast for us, too. New Year's Eve, I work 7 to 1 instead of 7 to 4. KB8RV.
KB8, all the FRID. Well, good. You guys had a busy weekend, that's for sure. And glad everybody was well enough to go see down in Livonia. You must be over their crud. Mixed up everywhere. My mom's at a nursing home, and she called me up and was trying to get a hold of her through her cell phone. And then I tried calling the nurse's station, and they put me on hold. I think they forgot. I was on hold for like 12 minutes. That's enough of that. So I just hung up, and later on, my mom called me and, yeah, the nurses were busy, blah, blah, blah. And she's got pneumonia. She's not feeling good. So, at any rate, the nurse that I talked to before she put me on hold said that she's my mom's nurse. But she clearly couldn't give me any updates because she just got back to work, and she's been away from work for 7 days. And when I was talking to her briefly, she was hacking up a storm, kept covering up the phone. So it sounds like the care facility's got an outbreak. Oh, nice.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, some years it seems like you don't hear anything about pneumonia, and then some years it's going crazy. This year, that's all they've been talking about. I was talking to Fred that helps run this repeater system, and his wife's pharmacy tech. She was telling me all the stuff that's going around right now. She said, be careful out there. There's RSV and pneumonia and COVID. Said, it's all that stuff's really going around right now. Everybody coming in to fill prescriptions. Yeah, the grandkids, everybody was just like you. They're all better now. No fevers or anything. Everything's clear when they blow their nose and everything, but they just got the residual, a little bit of cough, a little bit of nasally, but everybody was feeling good, so we went down and everybody seemed fine. My son, I walked in, and Taylor said, "Dad, we'll just do an air hug today."
Yeah, creeping crud. You're right. The residual. Well, I'll get a flare-up of like a dry cough. There ain't nothing there. It's just there. My voice still doesn't sound the same to me. I sound like I'm nasally, just like you said. My sinuses are wide open and clear, and strange. Just try to drink lots of fluids, you know, a lot of water, my vitamins and everything. So, other than that, so what'd you think of my idea with the tone? It seemed to work. Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. Pretty cool idea. If it works, it works. Yeah, I was trying to picture the radio, and then you sent me a picture of it that I could see what it looked like. Yeah, I remember some of those early radios either didn't come with a board, or you couldn't even put a board in them to do the tone. But I've had some that I purchased that you had to buy a tone board separate and install it in the radio. Pretty much everything nowadays takes a tone. Back then it didn't when I first got into the hobby. Back in the early 90s. But everything, I don't think I know of a repeater now that doesn't have a tone to get into it to bring it up. I got so busy, we were texting back and forth, and I got so busy I was literally getting a ticket every 10 minutes. And sometimes it takes 15 minutes to fix somebody's problem, and then you get 5 minutes behind, and then you're 10 minutes behind, and we're supposed to contact the person within 10 minutes of putting the ticket in. Well, we got 3 or 4 people that are out on PTO using up their vacation, because we can't take any vacation in January. It's all hands on deck, so everybody's using up what they got left of their vacation and put us a little behind people-wise, so our response was a little bit slower, but it was nonstop till I punched out to go home. KB8RVP. KB8RVP, KB8LDF. Yeah, I pretty much figured you got snagged into that. No big deal. It's crazy how it goes in spurts like that. Yeah, when I first contacted you, I was on the Hemlock repeater. We head on down to the Quantica C repeater, the Guilford. So, yeah, I'm glad this is working out all right.
Yeah, me too. Remember when we used to do the 440? You could try the Frankenmuth, or you could try, trying to remember where the other 40 was, if it was in Saginaw or Bay City. You're trying to figure out which one you could get into the best on your way in.
Beat you to go. That's where I first met, yeah. Was on 440. You and Mark. Yeah, that was a long time ago. That was pretty sketchy, you know?
I think my battery died. I just swapped batteries.
I figured something was up. Yeah, that happens. When they go, they go. No warning.
Yeah, people hit deer all the time here in Fenton all over the place. Doesn't matter which road you're on.
You can hit them on Libra. You can hit them on North Road. You can hit them on Shiawassee off Owen Road. Usually dusk and dawn, there are deer all over. We get deer right behind our house. There's an easement behind our house for the power lines for consumers. And there's an old gravel pit that starts behind our neighbor next door and goes all the way to the Georgetown apartments. And the deer come up from there. There's times we look out in the backyard. There could be three, and there could be eight or nine. We used to have a grapevine that went across our fence, and in the fall they'd all come and eat those grapes off. And the consumers came and trimmed all the trees, and one of them cut that grapevine. It's starting to grow back again from the ground up, but it doesn't go across the fence right now. But, yeah, we still get a lot of deer. And there's a big row of trees along the fence. Bushes. The deer ate the heck out of those last winter. But, yeah, they're all over Fenton. You wouldn't believe how many deer are around here. People even hit them out on 23.
I believe it.
My daughter in Livonia there. Deer in her backyard. And it's really hard to believe. You know, get the subdivision, then there's the highway, you know. It's like, where the heck they coming from, you know? Yeah, they're everywhere. Even up north, they'll stand on their hind legs just to eat the leaves on the cedar trees. That and the cedar berries that are on there. Well, I'm at work in the parking lot, and I'm ready to go in, I guess, unfortunately. Have a good day, and maybe catch you on the turnaround. Thanks for the ride in, man. KB8RVP, K8 All Day Off Mobile, will be QRTN, your final.
Yeah, Patty said the name of the tree is along the fence. It's just over the fence on the neighbor's side. They're arborvitaes. Pretty tall green bush, green tree. And they ate the heck out of them. They were standing on their hind legs getting as high as they could, so basically the bottom's all gone. And you got the green that still goes up pretty good 10 feet above where they could eat. And they jumped the fence over there and they'd eat those, and then there was a couple pine trees and they ate the whole bottom off of those pine trees too. When they get hungry and they can't find food, they'll find something. Have a good day at work, Chris. 73, KAB8RVP.
Definitely right. Arborvitaes in their yard, and one side of it, it's just all gone. Yeah, they will reach to where they can't reach anymore, and they'll just keep trimming them up. That and the pine cones and the pine trees, too, the needles. Tender. All right, we'll catch you later. I got a buzz. KB8RVP, K8 All Day Off, 73.
Good morning, 0700 hours. 37 degrees. Good morning, 0800 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees.
November 8, Uniform Oscar, monitoring. This is NHUO, Ernie Station, and the security division of radio check, please. November 8, Uniform Oscar, NHUO, standing by. Anybody on this frequency that can give you a radio check, please? Nothing heard, NHUO, clear, standing by.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 38 degrees.
KDA-NY, this is KF8-CQD.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy, 38 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees.
November 8, Uniform Oscar, monitoring.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Mostly sunny. 41 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 44 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater in Guilford.
Monitoring station, KE8CZX, wondering how I'm coming in on low power here.
KE8CZX, I'm not sure I got your call right. This is November 8th, Uniform Oscar. You coming in 5-9. Sounds good.
Copy that. Thank you much. I was just, strolling through the office here, sat down for a minute, but heading back upstairs, actually looking for a charger for one of my HPs. I don't know where I put it, so I'm on the hunt.
My name here is Mike, and I'm located here, like, for November 8th, Uniform Oscar. What's your call again?
Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Zulu X-ray. Name's Chris, but I will be clear on your next transmission. KE8CZX 73.
Hi, Chris, 73. NAUO, standing by.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 42 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 39 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 33 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 32 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 32 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.